From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, April 1st. Coming up, we'll learn about a new Midwest-based organization trying to revive thousands of deceased donor kidneys that were discarded last year. But first, these headlines. The National Weather Service has confirmed an EF1 tornado crossed 12 miles of land in Champaign County on Sunday afternoon. Meteorologists say the storm started in southwest Champaign County and ended south of the University of Illinois Willard Airport. The storm's 90-mile-per-hour winds caused some property damage. That includes blowing out the walls of an Illinois Foundation Seeds building in Tolono. There have not been any reports of injury. A rally was held in downtown Urbana yesterday in protest of anti-LGBTQ plus legislation and statements made by the Trump administration. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Rink has more.
International Transgender Day of Visibility always falls on March 31st. The day, which was officially recognized in Illinois by Governor J.B. Pritzker earlier this month, has taken on many different meanings since it was first created in 2009. This year, it means protest. About 100 people rallied outside of the federal courthouse on a cold, windy morning to share stories and call for resistance. Sophie Michaels, a transgender woman from Farmer City, said love and support are crucial to fighting the threats that LGBTQ people are facing.
Having this rally and seeing all the people here, it just warms my heart. There are people that do care, even though the government and the president are not behind us, so it's just heartwarming to know that.
The rally was met with no interference, other than an occasional honk of support from cars passing the courthouse. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
The annual Urbana Model Railroad Show caught the attention of many at Lincoln Square Mall over the weekend. IPM student reporter Brendan Gallion was there and has this report.
Not everyone at the mall was there for the train show, but many were drawn to the elaborate displays. Kevin Brown, a member of the Illinois Heartland Model Railroad, says that the Saturday Farmers Market helps draw more people to the show.
It's a whole different group of people. It's not just train enthusiasts. It's people from everywhere that wouldn't normally come to a train show. They'd walk by, and hopefully we can connect to people like that.
Brown helped operate a small setup at the show that included sections of track from various members fit together like a puzzle. Brown's portion included several flying saucers, which drew the eye of passersby. He says that this kind of public outreach will help keep the hobby chugging along. I'm Brendan Gallion, IPM News.
People voting in today's municipal elections across Illinois won't notice a difference in the process, despite an executive order from President Donald Trump. Trump last week issued an order demanding states not count any mail-in ballots received after Election Day and requiring documented proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote. Matt Dietrich is a spokesperson for the Illinois State Board of Elections. He says the board is reviewing the order, but it doesn't take effect until later this month.
It doesn't impose any additional obligations on them regarding citizenship or ID or anything else pertaining to how elections have been conducted in Illinois.
Potential voters in Illinois have to attest that they're a citizen or face a litany of penalties. Dietrich says voters should immediately call their county clerk or have an election judge do it if a poll worker cites the executive order to deny a ballot. Still to come, we'll learn about a new Midwest-based organization trying to revive thousands of deceased donor kidneys that were discarded last year. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 55 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm after midnight, a low of 47 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with thunderstorms likely and a high of 74 degrees. A few storms could become severe with a southeast wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy and breezy with thunderstorms likely and a low of 49 degrees. Southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 64 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Alden Global Capital has become one of America's largest newspaper owners. But the company seems primarily concerned with selling buildings, cutting staff, and making money, regardless of the cost to our civic life. All this is the subject of the documentary Stripped for Parts, I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with director Rick Goldsmith next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. There's a donated kidney shortage in the U.S. It's leaving more than 100,000 people on a years-long wait list. And despite that, thousands of deceased donor kidneys last year were discarded. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports on a new Midwest-based organization trying to revive those discarded kidneys to serve more patients.
Most kidney donations come from people who are recently deceased. Once a kidney is removed from the body, it's placed on ice in a styrofoam cooler and transported to where it's needed. That's when the clock starts ticking. The longer the organ is outside the body, the higher the chances of things going wrong. Transplant surgeons can get a small biopsy of the organ, run imaging, and collect medical information from the donor. But that isn't always enough information, says Leonardo Riella. He is a transplant nephrologist with the Massachusetts General Hospital.
These biopsies are processed very quickly, meaning we cannot do all the stains to look at all the different aspects of the kidney. So we may not be able to actually say what's going on with the rest of the kidney because sometimes things can be spotty in terms of how they affect the kidney.
It makes the surgeon's jobs that much harder. And if the kidney has been outside the body for too long, or the surgeons aren't certain it would work efficiently once transplanted, they decline it. It's partly why over 9,000 donated kidneys were discarded last year. That's what 34 Lives hopes to change. It's a company housed at Purdue University's Research Park in West Lafayette, Indiana. They're leading an observational study to preserve kidneys instead of discarding them.
Every kidney transplanted into a patient saves Medicare about $2.5 million.
That's Chris Janes, the co-CEO of 34 Lives. Jane says a typical kidney can't stay outside the body for more than 24 to 36 hours, but the organization works to extend that time frame. 34 Lives places the kidney on a little life support machine.
That allows us to warm it back up to body temperature. We almost trick it into thinking it's still inside a body, and it can start working and functioning just like it was inside a body still.
They provide each kidney with nutrients to let it heal itself. They also run nearly 3 dozen tests to determine how well it works. That allows transplant surgeons to make more informed decisions and help more patients. Indianapolis resident Sylvia Miles was diagnosed with lupus, a chronic autoimmune disease that causes the body's immune system to attack healthy tissue, including her kidney. Miles was on dialysis. She often experienced severe pain. Her muscles would tense up, sometimes making her unable to move or work. Everything changed when Miles received a kidney last year that was saved by 34 Lives.
I tell you, I feel amazing. I haven't had a flare-up since I had a transplant, which is a great deal for me.
The company received a $44 million award last year to support their study from the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, a federal investment agency. Dr. Renee Wagerson was the head of the agency before the Trump administration let her go in February. Side Effects talked to her before she was let go. She said the research could shorten how long people stay on the kidney transplant list. Right now, the average wait is 5 years, and many people die waiting.
Imagine a future where we didn't have to do dialysis at all because we had enough kidneys for everybody and we can turn around somebody in crisis who needs a kidney, in days to weeks.
Still, reducing the kidney discard rate will only help a fraction of people who need a new kidney. Dr. Riella at Mass General says the issue needs to be addressed in two other ways.
One is reducing barrier for living donations so that, there are more living donors around. And then, of course, is the xenotransplantation. So looking for organs from other species that have been genetically modified to try to close the gap.
But it could still be years before scientific research can lead to enough kidneys for every patient. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Sam Rink, Brendan Gallion, Alex Degman, and Elizabeth Gabriel. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.